You got that clip, Andrew?
Yeah, I got that clip.
All right, so we're gonna hit Encima with a clip. I've heard it. I've seen it. Andrew,
I know of it, but I haven't heard it all the way.
Oh, Andrew's heard a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. I informed him a little bit, but Encima is going to be going to this one cold turkey.
I'm really curious what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Cold turkey.
Should be interesting.
You know what else is cold?
Mm-hmm. What's cold?
That 8 Sleep mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
It's so good.
You know what? I was wondering how it was going to play out with the weather getting cooler, getting kind of cold. I had my windows open in my bedroom, and it was brisk in there, pretty cold. Mm-hmm. Still, when I laid down and got on that 8 Sleep mattress, I was just like, shit, this is still awesome. Because you still get that warmth. You got the warmth of the blanket. You have the coolness of the bed. And it's just like it's a perfect combo. You know, like sometimes, I don't know if you guys do this, but like to kind of like regulate your body temperature, you stick like one foot leg out, mm-hmm. or kind of like one leg, you mm-hmm. know, you got one leg halfway sticking out and maybe like one arm. Like we all have our particulars when it comes to how we sleep. But you can kind of be bundled up. Most of the time, if you bundle up, you feel suffocated. You start sweating and you don't have a good night's sleep. So. Mm-hmm. The 8 Sleep mattress and the being able to keep your bed whatever temperature you like, because not everybody,
if you wanted it warmer, you could.
Not everybody mm-hmm. likes it cold. Mm-hmm. My wife's side is warmer, so you can even have it different if you have somebody sleeping next to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that's how we have it at the house, because now so Aurelius will sleep in his crib, but then he'll wake up and then Stephanie will feed him. And then one day I'm just like, just leave him here. She's like, oh, okay. But he has to be on her side, because if he's on my side, it's simply too cold for the little guy. I know. So she's on his side. But then in the morning, they'll both roll over to my side.
Yeah.
Because in the morning when I wake up, I have it super hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not uncomfortably hot, because I do like it warm.
Yeah.
But it's enough to where like, oh, shit, like... I don't know. You guys know what it's like in the wintertime when you don't want to get out of bed, because the second you get somewhat out of the blanket, it's just like, oh, nope, it's too cold.
Mm.
Now my body temperature is so warm that I can walk all the way to the kitchen. I could, you know, do what I got to do barefoot and I'm fine. But then after time passes and I try to do it again, I'm like, oh my God, it's way cold out here. But yeah, the mattress definitely keeps me warm. So it's just amazing technology.
Yeah, it is. It is really sick. I really love the aspect of just like keeping it cold all night, because we talked about how much I can sweat in bed. I've woken up in puddles where I was like, "Did I piss?" Nah, that's just my sweat. And
you and I can't even cuddle anymore because you're so hot.
I know.
It's
I know. But an aspect of it that I do love is that, like, if you are a sweaty individual like me, just a nasty individual when you sleep, well, when you're sleeping with somebody, because it's a cool mattress, you can cuddle and it's not sweaty. Mm-hmm. Like ain't waking up in sweat. It's nice.
Yeah. You cuddle longer too.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And if you get it cold enough, you can even burn some fat while you're going to Pound Town.
So. Oh my goodness.
Jesus. Actually, I don't know if that's true. They haven't done the scientific research yet.
I think
yet,
it makes sense.
But,
yeah.
We should do the study on it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Exactly. No, okay. Let's talk. Well, Andrew, tell the people how to get 8 Sleep, and then I'm gonna tell you why that makes sense.
So what we're talking about, you can find it over at 8sleep.com/powerproject. It's 8 spelled out, so EIGHT sleep.com/powerproject. And you guys will receive $150 off this amazing technology that we've been talking about. So if you do have a nice fancy mattress like Mark Bell, then you can just get the topper. Or if you need an entire setup mattress and a topper the way me and Seema needed, you can still receive $150 off that. As well, no code needed. You guys will just see a banner across the top of the landing page when you guys go there, saying that you guys are going to get $150 off at checkout. Again, 8sleep.com/powerproject. Links to them down in the description, as well as the podcast show notes.
So going to Pound Town, your body temperature goes up. Okay, it goes up. Now, when you guys are finished, if the 8 Sleep mattress is cool, right, you burn extra
all
calories,
aboard,
right? You burn extra calories by bringing your body temperature down. So you can burn some extra calories because of the 8 Sleep mattress when going to Pound Town.
It's a win-win.
Win-win situation.
All right. All right. Let's play this clip, kind of see what happens.
Let's go. Is a cuckoo bird, is that a wild animal, or is it like a domestic thing? Like parakeets are domestic, but they're wild, right? You can find them somewhere.
Cuckoos are wild, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. because the whole cuckold thing comes from cuckoos.
It does?
Yeah, because cuckoos reproduce by laying their eggs in the nests of other birds. And the cuckoo egg hatches first, and it hatches biggest. And so the cuckoo nestling pushes the other eggs out and destroys them. Or if the other birds hatch, the cuckoo nestling kills them. And so the parents end up feeding the cuckoos, the cuckoo fledgling. And typically the fledgling is three or four times the size of the surrogate parents. And so it's kind of tragic when you see these pictures of house sparrows feeding a nestling the size of a chicken.
This is so fucked.
And that's where the whole idea of the cuckold comes from, is that you're basically raising someone else's child, and you're being sort of used, and your own children have been neglected or destroyed so that you can care for someone else's child.
Whoa. That's where cuckold comes from?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess it makes sense. I guess that's a logical origin.
I think that's it.
Well, I've never heard that before.
Why have we never heard that before, actually?
It's not amazing.
Yeah, it is. I was like really wondering, where the hell is this going? Like,
it's almost, yeah, we had to let some of it play. Yeah,
it's almost heartbreaking.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So am I understanding this right? It sounds like they... there's like jacked parents, but the jacked parents don't raise it. The little itty bitty people do.
Yeah. They're like, we don't want these kids here. Boom. Like,
but not only that, but they're just like, I'm bigger than you. I'm just going to go keep mating with all the other females. You take care of this.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up though, because I'm bigger than you.
I got to make sure that we still exist. That's I'm going to go do the important shit. You go and fucking find food for these kids. I got a lot of fucking to do is what I'm trying to say. I'm stressed out. Okay?
I don't have time to take care of this offspring. I just have to go make more.
I wonder, is the other bird watching while they're making that offspring? filming?
Oh, my God.
Little camera on a tripod.
Oh, yeah. God. But yeah, I barely even like figured out what cuckolding was until like a couple years ago, because Chris Griffin would teach me all these new things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, what?
He went to college.
He did. He was smart.
Yeah, shout out to UC Davis.
Yeah,
yeah. There is the cuckold. So there's like people that have a fetish for being cuckolded. So they're like, it's like either a man or a woman that's like, I want to see that. I want to see you getting, you know, messed Kidding. With by another person. Yeah. And they're just sitting in the corner like, yeah, like there are those. And then there are the people who are unwillingly cuckolded. Like,
like these poor birds.
Like yeah. These poor birds.
Like, it wasn't angry birds. Like it.
Oh, man.
Angry birds.
Oh, man. Goodness. I just thought that was like something that our fans needed to hear.
We have to, right? Share
they
that.
To know that.
It's good that they know.
I know
that.
A lot of people already listen to Rogan, but we need to make sure we highlight some of these things. Mm-hmm. These are important things that we need to know about.
That was a good one, man. Oh, God.
is that where the term like a bull comes from, or is that different?
Bull?
Like he's the one that...
Like the no. bull. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it comes from there, but it contextually makes a lot of sense.
Got it.
We'll need to bring in experts.
Yeah, for us. I don't know this shit.
Yeah. But. More conversations on this stuff is interesting. Just because, like, it's when were people able to get DNA tested?
Oh, yeah. Not that long. I mean, it just seemed like pretty recent.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of the masses, right? I'm sure you can get DNA tests probably a long, long time ago. But for the masses, that seems to be fairly new technology.
I was listening to this podcast. It's called... Endless Honeymoon. And on that podcast, they have people that call in with secrets. Now, the secret of a daughter that called in was she found out and she didn't know how to tell her father, right? She called and she's like, so I did a 23andMe and so did my sister. And what we found out is that my sister really isn't my sister, meaning that the daddy who took care of all of these girls was not the daddy of one of them. And she's like, I don't know if I should tell my dad this or if we should just leave it, right? I was just like, because technically he was cuckolded. Mm-hmm. Like that is being cuckolded. So That's tough.
He got cucked.
Yeah.
So he didn't know it.
He didn't know it. But the only reason they found out is because they both did a 23andMe, and the 23, like, they were like, wait, what? What? We both have moms, but oh.
Imagine shit. If he's like, I was there for a conception and I actually was filming it.
Ugh. Ugh.
That was like, wait, what?
Make a bad situation worse. Mm. Right?
I'm in a nightmare.
There's some things you just don't want to find out, I guess.
This brings up an interesting topic. This won't be a topic of the whole episode, but like, I mean, if you have a kid, right? Mm. You know, you're probably pretty sure, but like, if you're a dude and you're like, I just want to get a DNA test to make sure. Is that wrong of you? Because it's not like if I'm with this woman and I'm choosing to have a child with her, I'm truly believing that she wouldn't do that. But just to be safe, you know, the 1% chance, like, yeah. I'd be like, I don't think you would ever do this. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure.
There's divorce lawyers that's like where they start. They usually start there. I mean, they're going to ask you, obviously, like, hey, you want to go down this road. But, I mean, sometimes it's a split, and sometimes there's a lot of money involved and a lot of things involved. And it's like, let's make sure that this is really this and that is really that.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, the men don't want to, you know, do the test because they're like, no, those are my – whatever the case is, those are my kids, you know, and everything's good. But in other cases, they do get the testing done, and sure enough.
Yeah,
that's and ain't terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no denying. If you put my pictures, my baby pictures next to my son's, dude, we're fucking identical.
Oh, yeah.
It is wild.
Dude.
It's so crazy, yeah.
The funny thing is like, exactly, like just like that. But the funny thing is like, whenever I get young pictures of my dad, like the pictures of us, like when I put pictures of us side by side, because I've done this, I am him. So there's no, like, that's my dad when he was like, if you saw any of my kid,
great.
Do you see that shit though?
Yeah, yeah, for
like,
sure.
We look like the same human being. It's scary.
But does he have a brother?
He does have a brother. His brother doesn't look like,
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. All right, Andrew, take us on out of here.
I will. Please like and comment, subscribe if you guys have not subscribed.
In the comments section, chime in. Ladies,
what weird shit are you into? No, okay.
Oh, that too.
What weird shit are you into?
Yeah. Okay. And number two, like,
no, not number two.
Do you think it's problematic if you're like, I just want to make sure, just in case, you know, not like I still love you. Everything's cool, but I just want to absolutely make sure that that is my child.
Yeah. Is it wrong? And how do you start that conversation?
How do you start that conversation?
That's a tough one. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, and please also follow the podcast at Mark Vows Power Project on Instagram, at MB Power Project on TikTok and Twitter. My Instagram and Twitter is at I Am Andrew Z. And Seema, where you at?
I just remember seeing so many movies where a woman was having a baby and the baby comes out and like she's a white woman and a black baby comes out.
All the spoof movies and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, there was a recent one.
Yeah, that one's pretty obvious.
Huh? Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis. I can't think of the name of the movie.
Yeah, yeah,
he's driving from somewhere to somewhere, and he's trying to catch his the birth of his son or daughter. I don't remember. And he sprints into the room, and it's a little black baby. And it's just like, what? And he's like, who the fuck are you? Like, you're in the wrong room. So, yeah, that shit happens.
But I think Jim Carrey had a movie too. Didn't Jim Carrey have a movie where like all his brothers were black or something?
No, all his all his kids were black.
Oh, yeah.
and then he's still in denial. And then Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
And then his like police officer coworker friend is like, dude, give me a break. Those kids' dicks are bigger than those sausages.
Bring up a clip from that. We gotta check this out.
Oh my god!
Oh, that was such a good movie. Me, Myself, and Irene. Yeah,
that was a great movie.
He raised all those kids like they were his own, though, because they were his own.
There it is.
Oh god.
Oh man.
I don't know how this movie would do in today's climate.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Billy.
I love it.
Hey, buddy. Hey. Hope you brought your appetite with you.
Oh, I did. Charlie, the kids look great.
Yeah, don't they? Thanks.
I'm telling you.
Charlie, just between you and me, do you ever notice that your kids have sort of a year-round tan?
Yeah, well, my great-grandmother's half Italian.
Half Italian? Well, that's probably why the water beats off the hair, huh?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That's
yeah, so? I mean, a lot of people have different kind of hair, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what are you getting at?
Well, no, I'm just saying, it's... Come on, Charlie, God damn it. Those kids' dicks are bigger than them sausages.
That's what my children you're talking about.
Since you brought it up, I've been needing to ask you about
Peter,
that.
Get over it. It's your turn.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
Charlie, don't mind me. It's just the beer talking.
Sure.
Awesome.
All right. Chop the sausage. That's the only way to eat a sausage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I'm at Mark Smelly Bell. Strength is never weakness. Weakness never strength. Catch you guys later.